Hello, you're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated three times a day. If you're already an Economist subscriber, visit economist.com/espresso or visit our Espresso app to start listening. Here's today's free edition. This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. The Federal Reserve raised its benchmark interest rate by a quarter percentage point, bringing it to a range of 4.75% to 5%. Rate setters now think that there will be one more quarter point raise before the end of the year. The S&P 500 shed nearly 1.7% after Jerome Powell, chair of the central bank, said an interest rate cut was not part of his, quote, baseline expectation this year. Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukraine's president, visited frontline positions near Bakhmut, a town in eastern Ukraine, which has been battered by intense fighting in recent months. Mr. Zelensky thanked soldiers, quote, for protecting the sovereignty of our country. Meanwhile, Russia launched a flurry of drone attacks on several Ukrainian cities, killing at least four people. In a three-hour grilling before a committee of MPs, Boris Johnson denied that he had lied over the Partygate scandal. Mr. Johnson testily defended himself against allegations that while in office, he misled the House of Commons in his account of several boozy gatherings, which he characterized as essential work events during the pandemic lockdown. The committee will issue a verdict by summer. PacWest, a mid-sized American bank, said that it had raised $1.4 billion in cash after it announced that customers had pulled 20% of their deposits since the beginning of the year. Stocks in its parent company, PacWest Bank Corp., fell at the announcement. The bank is one of several West Coast lenders to be hit by increased outflows after the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank. Hundreds of protesters gathered in Beirut, Lebanon's capital, to decry worsening economic conditions. Riot police fired tear gas to disperse crowds, which were mostly made up of retired soldiers demanding better pay. The Lebanese pound recently plunged to a new low of 100,000 to the dollar. Banks have curtailed people's access to their savings accounts. Some have tried to withdraw their own money by force. In a televised interview, Emmanuel Macron, France's president, said that his controversial but much-needed pension reform plans would be enacted by the end of the year, pending approval by the Constitutional Council. The decision to force through the reforms without parliamentary approval sparked outrage across the country, with thousands gathering in protest. Parvan Buldan, co-chair of the Kurdish-rooted People's Democratic Party, the third biggest in Turkey's parliament, said that her party would not nominate a presidential candidate in the upcoming elections. Ms. Buldan did not explicitly endorse Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, the opposition candidate, but the move will bolster his chances of defeating President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in the vote scheduled for May 14th. Fact of the day, 42%. The percentage of people in North Korea that were malnourished between 2019 and 2021, according to the UN. And correction. In yesterday's World in Brief, we inaccurately characterized the Danish politician who burned a Quran in Stockholm in January as a member of Denmark's parliament. In fact, Rasmus Paludan does not hold elected office. That's The World in Brief from The Economist. You can hear interviews and analysis from our journalists, including our current affairs podcast, The Intelligence, by searching for The Economist on your podcast app or by asking your smart speaker to play the latest Economist podcast. To enjoy all of our journalism, including the full version of The World in Brief and each week's full edition in audio, please consider taking out a subscription. To get the best introductory offer wherever you are around the world, just go to economist.com/briefingoffer.